Reconciliation with my daughter. Since she was 3 years old, the most difficult relationship in my life has been the one with my daughter. She was headstrong and stubborn. I loved dressing her in ruffles. Well, she just wanted to wear her brother's outgrown jeans. I wanted her to have beautiful dolls. She preferred to play with Legos. I wanted her to be prepared. She preferred to wait until the last minute. The very last minute. Well, you get the picture. Through counseling and personal work, I learned intellectually to stop trying to control her. But it took years and years for my heart to get the message that the picture I had in my head for her did not fit my daughter. As my teachers have taught me, she has a God, and I'm not it. But these memories were stored in the very cells of my body, not just my brain. And it was taking a very long time to move those cells to a different vibration. While my daughter was growing up, I was an active workaholic. On most Saturdays during her soccer games, I was commuting to a university to complete my next degree. I wasn't a campfire sponsor. I had work to do. Even when I spent time with her, I was often distracted, thinking of all that I had to do. I wasn't fully present. So a couple of years ago, when her contacts started becoming less and less frequent, I got out my emotional whip and started beating myself up with all these parental shortcomings. I did everything I could think of to make it up to her. Trips, expensive gifts. But what I got in return was even fewer contacts. Finally, she stopped returning my phone calls altogether. Months went by without hearing from her. It was easy to make excuses for her. There's a 2-hour time difference between us. She's a busy young professional with a demanding job, and so on. Then, just before Christmas, I learned from her brother, that she would be in Texas for Christmas with her dad, but she would not be coming to see me. That hurt. The news, combined with the fact that I heard it from her brother, hurt so badly that I stopped making excuses for her and I stopped blaming myself. I just hurt. Then the tears came. I hadn't cried so hard since I was 4 years old. My heart was broken. One night, as I was crawling into bed, I felt the tears start again. But this time, I sat straight up and said out loud, "I am not her victim." Now, I don't know where that came from. I didn't plan it. Those words just came. And I slept well that night. The next morning, as I was writing in my journal, I began a sentence with these words. What I truly need to say to my daughter is. What came next felt true and good to my heart. So a few hours later, I called her at work. I said, "I'm feeling left out of your life, and that's not okay with me. I want a conversation with you about what I need to change to have a better relationship with you." She said, "Mom, I'm at work. I can't talk right now. I'll call you back." But I was not going to be put off again, not one more time. So I said, "I have a lot of fear about ending this conversation because you've told me in the past that you will call me back, and you don't." So she set an appointment to call me back later in the morning. Then, only 15 minutes later, after she had found a private place to talk, she called. I won't go into the details of that conversation except to say that the most important question I asked was, "What do you need from me?" She didn't answer the first time. She changed the subject. So I asked again, "Please tell me what you need from me." Her answer was a surprise. "I need you to come for a visit." Now, I hadn't been there in more than a year. Assuming that if she wouldn't talk to me on the phone, she surely wouldn't want to see me in person. Besides, I hadn't been invited. Since that conversation, I've changed. I'm no longer anxious when she doesn't return a call or I don't hear from her for a couple of weeks. I'm planning my trip to see her in just a few weeks. She's taking a week of vacation to spend time with me. I'm finally learning to be comfortable in my role as her mother, realizing that that role has to change. Which leads me into the next story.